In colon cancer, NSABP-CO8, which compares FOLFOX alone or with bevacizumab, has almost completed accrual in just 2 years, and in both breast and lung cancer, clinical trial groups are scrambling around to launch major adjuvant trials evaluating bevacizumab. Dr. Lynch commented on the logistic challenge of this endeavor in lung cancer.
I think this is going to be a really tough trial to do. The reason to do it is that we finally have a regimen that improves outcome in stage 4 disease, and it makes great sense to want to see that work in earlier stage disease. But I can tell you our experience with three large Harvard hospitals that see over 1,000 lung cancers a year and operate on about 700, 800 early stage lung cancers a year between the MGH, the Brigham, and the BI, we have put 4 patients in 2 years on this study. And that's with no randomization to worry about. That's a single-arm study of carbo-tax-bev. The biggest reason people say, well, he had a heart attack once, or he had angina once, or he is on Fragmin, or the surgery took 9 to 10 weeks to recover from. It's been incredibly hard. And then now, on top of this, Alan, after seeing the 15 deaths in the group that got carbo-tax-bevacizumab, I think you're going to find a lot of other docs saying, oof, there's an increased risk of death. I don't really want to give it to a great risk person. And our group has never shown discipline in doing randomized trials in the adjuvant setting. It's going to be very difficult.
So the problem is the eligibility criteria?
The problem is the eligibility criteria and the fact that as Bev has been developed during this 2-year period, there was that whole issue around with the colon cancer, with the increased strokes and heart attacks, the fact that all the consent forms at Harvard have to say there's a risk of stroke, a risk of blindness, a risk of bleeding to death. It's a very challenging and difficult study to sell to patients, which is shocking because you would think that something that improves survival in stage 4 disease makes great sense to look at in the adjuvant setting.
What's the solution?
I don't know. I hear from the group. I don't know.
Rogerio?
Up until this discussion today, I actually thought this trial would accrue very quickly because it's the most logical step.
Of course it is.
And you have the regimen in the metastatic setting. You bring into the adjuvant setting. Now that you have proof of principle, the adjuvant chemo works. So I was actually very optimistic. And myself, I thought, gee, I'm going to put 30-some patients in this trial just ourselves. I'm a little distraught by what's happening with the chemo regimens and the 1B patients, and I think that may actually taint the trial a little bit. But the lesson from previous studies is quite obvious. You make it as simple as you can, you know, one simple question, give people choices, and that's it.
Roy Kukura said it, I think, very well. It's the obvious next step, and I don't disagree with that. It looks like it's the most active stage 4 regimen, and so then let's bring it forward. But maybe there's a little bit too much emphasis on what's the next step, doing a trial in the group, doing a big randomized trial. And I still worry we don't know exactly how this regimen is working, why it's working. We're only giving the Avastin for 1 year. Are we really killing all the tumor cells, or is the reason why patients will be cured or survive longer because we're maintaining dormant tumor? In that case, one would want to continue for a lifetime. Perhaps we should understand who to select and maybe use an oral agent. I actually think the trial in a selected group of patients with Tarceva makes a lot of sense. Again, that trial will allow us to select a group of patients. So I think that it does make sense. I think accrual is going to be difficult. I think the toxicity issues are complicated. But we're going to this big phase 3 trial. I really think we have to take light of the fact we have a benefit in lung cancer. It's reasonable. It is somewhat small. And now we need to figure out how to optimize which patients to treat.